This episode of Strangeful Things was brought to you in part by financial support from Aperture Laboratories. We do what we must because we can. And by added support from listeners like you. Please visit patreon.com/strangeful to support the show. And thanks for listening. If you haven't listened to Season 2, Episode 9, then turn this off and go listen to it. Because that story is about what happens when a bunch of country folk encounter a flying person thing. But this episode is about what happens when cultured city slickers encounter a flying person thing. I'm Christy Stevens, and this is Strangeful Things.
Red. Go.
What are these?
Strangeful Things.
Okay, folks, I know it seems like just the other day that we talked about a cryptid because it was. But since I seem to be the current events desk here at Strangeful Things lately, I need to bring you all up to speed on some recent cryptid developments.
I'm the skeptic desk. I heard Acadia was going to be in Boston, but I didn't believe it, so I had to see for myself. See? Skeptic. But it backfired on me because he actually is here, and I can see him.
Which is really too bad for you, because I'm the murder desk. And the Bigfoot desk. And the butt-raping ghost desk.
Oh.
So, one or more of those things could happen. So I guess if you want to see if Jen is alive by the time this show airs, tweet her at Jen Montanelli. If you want to see if I've been caught, you can check at Acadia. And if you want to find out that Christy was in on it the entire time, you can follow Pod.
How am I in on this?
You're recording it, so the show can air even if my laptop ends up as evidence.
Oh, I see.
We all know that if anybody gets murdered, it's going to be Acadia, not any of
right.
the rest of us. So,
but I have a pretty good alibi, considering I'm like 800 miles away.
That's true. Oh, damn it. I don't have one.
Yes. Oh, you actually posted a link to where you were going.
I know, and I did.
Saying that
you're one of those dumb criminals. This is how it happens. Everybody's like, I wouldn't do that. Yes, you would.
Here's me going to the place where the murder.
That is fantastic.
That would be my last gift to you guys. I would let you murder me so that then you would have to pay for everything.
A long con.
That's right. That's my long game. That's my exit plan. Death.
Yes.
Sweet, sweet death.
God damn it.
Okay, well, while I like murder as much as the next person does, this week we are talking about hot news. And when I say hot news, I mean this is a 21st century cryptid with sightings as recent as June and July of this year. If this was TV, I would probably, well, first I would look at camera one and say, good evening and welcome to Strangeful Things. Tonight, the citizens of Chicago, Illinois are sitting under a cloud of worry. Then I would turn in my chair, so I'm facing camera two, while I take off my glasses and say, or are they under the shadow of the creature known as the Chicago Humanoid? Originally, the creature was easy to dismiss as a hoax. But as the sightings pile up, the flying horror is becoming harder to ignore. For more, here's Acadia Einstein.
Which is a huge mistake, because camera three would just show him sitting in a chair eating a sandwich. Not even at a desk, just a swivel chair in the hallway. Throw it to me, Christy!
Okay, then. For more, let's go to Jen Martinelli.
Thanks, Christy. I just wanted to let everyone know that Acadia is the worst and will probably say that this cryptid is Bigfoot, even though Bigfoot doesn't fly and he's an idiot. And now, for the history of the Chicago humanoid, here's Anchorwoman Christy Stevens.
Thanks, Jen. And well said about Acadia. He really is the worst. So now let's get into the story.
That's not like Stone Phillips. Like, that's not...
I'm sorry. I lost it right there at the end.
That's not how they would not do that to that tall, skinny guy with the white hair that always interviews the murderer. It's like, well... you know that guy?
He'd be like,
well, wait, no, not him. The guy, he's tall. He kind of looks like he's already dead. He's tall and really he's got white hair, and he's always like,
he looks like he's already dead.
He's like, but you were the last one to see your wife. Like, and he's always
right
down.
Oh God!
Like the Dennis Farina.
Yeah. It was a good sandwich, though. I regret nothing.
All right. So here's what we're talking about. On August 22nd, 2011, at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a man and his wife were driving through a Chicago neighborhood and decided to take a photo of a giant Indian statue because if you looked at it just right, the thumb on one hand looked like the statue's ding-dong was sticking out of his pants. And honestly, that has to be the truth because you cannot make up that reason for taking a picture.
Right. Well, we were taking a picture because his ding dong looks like it's sticking out of his pants.
So anyway, the man took four photos, and when he was looking through them later, he noticed in one of the photos there was an object in the sky behind the statue that he hadn't noticed while he was taking the pictures. At first, he assumed it was a plane or something, but when he zoomed in, it looked more like a bird or a bat. Since he couldn't figure out what it was, and that technically made it a UFO, he submitted it to UFO Clearinghouse, which is a website that collects UFO sightings in North America.
I would like to talk about the ding-dong.
I thought you would.
So, I just want it known to all the listeners.
Shock and surprise.
Like, so I say things like butt rape and ghost, and then little Miss Ankle Socks there says ding dong, like we're doing the show in church just to make me look bad.
It's true.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I had just taken like a big swallow of water when Acadia started to say little Miss Ankle Socks.
What's really gonna happen? Speaking of murder, murder you from afar by making you laugh and inhale your water.
That's right.
And then,
right.
No trail except this recording.
Which they will never think to do because you will fall onto it.
That's right.
And probably hit delete with your dying.
Right. Spazzing anyway, right into the delete key.
If I had done that story, I probably would have said peace pipe, which would have made it.
That would have been awesome.
Racist.
That would be 100% racist. Oh, speaking of which, I was talking to James Olchek, big fan, as you know, and we were talking about whatever the episode was where you were doing a terrible accent. I think it was Amelia Earhart, and I kept saying, stop being racist, that's racist.
Yes.
While he was listening to that part of the show, he was like, that is racist. And I was like, thank you.
Well.
What?
Okay, anyway, Acadia is a racist. Keep going.
Well, you know what? If you want to complain, you can just send your complaints to Empire of Japan.
Oh, my God. Bring back Robert Stack.
People in Chicago, look into the sky, because the Pulaski Indian.
It's so funny.
Ding dong was hanging out.
It is.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm
I
done.
Think Robert Stack saying ding dong is my favorite thing I've ever heard.
He's kind of the best.
Oh.
So he saw, and we actually have a picture of what he saw, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he submitted the picture and everything, and it honestly looks like either the world's thickest kite or a huge bat.
I think it looks like a stingray.
It does kind of look
It does kind of look like a stingray.
But since it's in the sky, you'd have to default to not a stingray.
Sky rays.
Yeah, sky rays.
Yes.
And that's boy, the new species. That would really suck if, like, if the crocodile hunter had not died from the stingray shot that he got.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm not going to go in the water anymore, mate. And then he saw that.
It's like that totally a bit from Family Guy.
He's going to have to, I just live in caves.
Right. All right. So all of this started in 2011. That was when the first sightings were reported. So that was the first date that anybody reported seeing anything on. So that was August 22nd. On September 30th, two roommates near the University of Illinois in Chicago campus each reported that they saw a pair of glowing orange eyes peeking in through the same window in their third story apartment. So what I mean by that is one of the girls saw the eyes first and screamed bloody murder. So while the second girl was calming down her roommate, her phone rang. And when she picked it up, her boyfriend was all jazzed up on the other end about something. But before he could get into his story, the second girl walked past the same window, which happened to be the first girl's bedroom window, and saw the same pair of orange glowing eyes and proceeded to freak out. The boyfriend and his buddy heard the commotion over the phone and ran to the apartment to make sure both the girls were okay. Turns out the reason they'd called in the first place was because they and several other people had seen what they described as a large bat with glowing eyes perched on a basketball hoop in a public park.
Of course. This is a common sighting in Chicago.
He said whatever it was had been 6 to 7 feet tall, dark gray or black colored with glowing orange eyes like campfire embers. And additionally, the next week, the UIC campus was buzzing with rumors that several people had seen a huge bat the previous Friday night and had been totally spooked by it.
Maybe this is the real reason that those terrible 18-year-old kids only stayed in Chicago for a day.
Ooh.
Remember that?
Ooh.
Yeah. Right by the University of Chicago, too.
That's true.
Probably nobody beat them up. Probably just saw a giant bat. And they didn't want to...
They were like, nope.
...for it. So they were just like, we're just going to make up a story about a guy bothering us on the train platform.
Yep.
Because
that's more believable.
More believable.
Here's what I don't understand. So, girl one sees glowing eyes outside the window and screams.
Right.
Yeah, her bedroom window.
I get it. So she must have gone out of
the
bedroom.
Left the bedroom, yeah. After
screaming, yes, she would. No. She ran out of the bedroom.
You would have stayed to check it out.
You don't.
I mean,
all right. If there's glowing eyes looking in your bedroom window, you don't just go in the next room. You either run all the way the fuck out the building.
Well, maybe her friend stopped her. Her roommate stopped her and was like, "Hey, what?"
Yeah, her roommate was like trying to calm her down and was like, "No, there's nothing there." And then the roommate saw it too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but now I'm looking out the window. I don't see anything. Okay.
I've got blackout curtains up.
And they're certain that these are orange eyes, not... And by the way...
They said orange.
There's no spoilers for the Mothman, because we clearly told you at the beginning of the episode to go listen to Mothman.
Right, because this sounds exactly
That's
like
right.
Mothman.
Right?
These eyes were red.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. But
and as wide apart as car taillights.
Exactly.
Yeah. So these...
And didn't play basketball.
No.
Well, I mean, it's a cultural thing. Like, if he lives in Chicago, he plays basketball, right?
Yeah, that's true. Because if you're in the woods, you probably, like, play baseball or something.
Right.
Just chasing cars.
Yeah, chasing cars or fishing.
All right. So, anyway. These were, both of these reports in 2011, these were the only two in 2011, but they both sounded eerily similar and both described, you know, the eyes as like very fiery orange. So everything was pretty quiet on the Chicago humanoid front until March 22nd of 2017, when a truck driver reported he saw a flying object that looked like a man with wings. Shortly thereafter, he developed some very serious health problems, including a rare eye condition, which, as you will remember from the Mothman episode, people got sick.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, do you think that's what happened to, what the hell's her name? Sanders, the new press secretary?
Oh, God.
She's got one eye planting corn and the other one looking for rain.
Oh,
like,
oh,
she,
no.
She does.
I hadn't seen it yet. Oh, no.
So now this truck driver got wobbly eyeball from looking at the... Looking at
something.
Looking at Chicago Humanoid, a.k.a. Mothman...
Mothman.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mothman Chicago.
Right.
Why didn't they call it that?
I don't know.
Chicago Humanoid is a terrible name.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. Maybe that town copyrighted Mothman.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Gears lawyers on you.
Right? So that was in March, and then on April 7th, a woman was taking her dog for a walk in Oz Park. And I've included, like, for people that know Chicago, I've included as many landmarks and street names as I can, so you can be like, oh, wait, really? So.
Good.
A woman was taking her dog for a walk in Oz Park. As she came to the corner of Burling Street and Webster Avenue, her dog started acting as if it was afraid to cross the street to get to the park, which was unusual because this is the route that she walked her dog every day. After dragging her dog into the park, she started walking toward the Oz Garden, which was her usual route. She says she noticed that there were no bird sounds in the park at all, and the only noise was the normal background city noise outside the park. She says as she came toward a clearing,
I saw a large man, probably 7 feet or taller, standing on the ground. It was solid black, but what really stood out were the large, and I do mean large, pair of wings that were folded behind him. These wings stood taller than the man by at least a foot and a half and jutted out of his back. I could not see its face as it had its face turned away from me and probably didn't notice me at first. It finally turned and noticed me, and I saw the bright ruby red eyes that appeared to glow from within. It was at this time that it turned and faced me, and I got to see what it really looked like. It was about 7 feet tall, and instead of clothes, it looked like a giant half-man, half-bird kind of thing. It reminded me of the character Bird Person from the show Rick and Morty. It was a lot scarier. This thing stared at me for about 15 seconds, which felt like an eternity, and then in a loud whoosh, it unfurled its wings and screeched really loud and jetted into the air. These wings looked almost bat-like and were at least 10 feet across from tip to tip. I felt like this thing could see right through me, read me. It knew what I was thinking, like it could stare right into my very soul. It was the most terrified I've ever been in my life.
According to investigators, the witness is, quote, an educated professional who has lived in the Oz Park neighborhood for over 10 years, and after some basic questions, appears to be a credible witness with no need to propagate a hoax. So...
Where was her phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so they asked her about that because all of that text was taken from the report that she filed. I believe she filed her report with MUFON, which is the Mutual UFO Network that also collects sightings. So they actually... they asked her, and she said that she was so terrified and had such a horrible feeling of dread that it never occurred to her to try to record it. Like, she was just... Like, once it flew off, she said she stood there for a minute, and she had to kind of realize that she had just been standing, like, completely still, like, hadn't moved, hadn't screamed, hadn't done anything.
Right.
So it was, from what she said, it was super intense.
I wonder what happened to the dog.
I don't know. Hopefully the dog, like, made itself as small as possible.
What if the Mothman grabbed him and flew off?
Well, that would be terrible.
Yeah, but
that would be terrible.
Because he wanted a dog.
Oh, he just wanted a pay off.
That's what the whole thing is about. That's what he's been trying to get through to everyone.
That's right.
My name is Crampy. They will not let me in the shelter. I cannot.
My God.
Poor Cremulac, the Mothman.
Poor Cremulac.
Oh my gosh.
So sad.
So, what we've got now is it's kind of an epidemic. It went dormant for 6 years, and now it's flapping all over the place.
Right.
Yes.
Dunking on people. Scared dogs. And if I was going to. I always complain about the picture thing, but I fucking guarantee you, if I saw Dracula slow dancing with the creature from the Black Lagoon, is like this fucked up selfie of me with like seven chins because the camera was turned the wrong way.
Yes.
Look, you can see the reflection in my retinas of the monster.
Right. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so literally, like, according to MUFON, there were three different witnesses that filed reports claiming to have seen a similar creature between 10 p.m. on April 15th and 2 a.m. the next morning. So between 10 and 2, there were three different reports that came in for that same time period.
But why does MUFON get... Why isn't the guy from Maine, the cryptid guy, like, just because it's in the air?
I don't know. That's, maybe people in Chicago are less familiar.
That's the first thing you think of is, like, if for people that don't, you know, aren't really interested in this and don't really know anything about it.
Right.
You think, oh, UFO.
Not if it has eyes.
I know.
If I wasn't doing this show, I wouldn't know about that cryptid thing. I'm not a fucking weirdo like you guys. Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness. I see.
I just keep picturing that all these witnesses are like the George Went in Saturday Night Live when they went, "Da bears." And they and those they're like, "Da Mothman." So I went down there to the park there and I seen him and he's tall.
That's great.
Then he flipped away. I only have a flip phone, so I can't take a picture of it, but it works for me.
Oh my god.
And the UFO people knew that it should have gone to the cryptid people, but they're like, no, tell us more.
Right?
Because
right.
We want to get in the news.
Jerks.
Yep.
You can't trust big UFO.
You cannot trust big UFO.
Nope.
All right. So, the three people that saw the similar creature between 10 and 2, I summed those up for you.
Okay.
A woman who was out on Lake Michigan with her husband and two other couples celebrating a friend's birthday reported that they were about 2 miles out on the lake when she said she looked up and saw what looked like a giant bat that it was at least as tall as her husband, who is 6'4". She described it as solid black with eyes that seemed to reflect the moonlight. It apparently circled their boat 3 times and then flew off.
Ugh.
The second report took place 30 minutes later at 10:30 back in the city. The witness was hanging out with friends when they all heard a noise like a bird flapping its wings. One of the guys yelled that he could see a huge lechuza out by the road. In Mexican folklore, a lechuza, or a bruja, is a witch that can turn herself into a giant black bird. In most of the stories, the bird is an owl, but sometimes it is described as an eagle. The more you know. So,
the more I know now is that they don't know what the fuck birds look like in Mexico. Because you have an owl and an eagle.
Well, okay. Carry on.
Anyway, the witness and the friends walked out to the road and saw what looked like a big owl. But as they walked up on it, it stood up on 2 legs and, like, started staring them down. They said it stood to a height of 6 feet tall and had glowing red eyes that basically freaked everybody out. So they yelled at it, and it took off and flew away.
Of course they did.
Fuck off, owl.
A bunch of guys right. are like, get out of here, you fucking yeah, owl.
Get out of there. Yeah. Hey, stay away from my viewing.
Oh, man. Okay, the third report took place at 2 a.m. at the Chicago International Produce Market. The witness stated that they were walking across the parking lot when they saw four or five guys staring up into the sky.
I looked up and saw the biggest freaking owl I've ever seen. I'm 6'2", and I'm guessing this thing was at least a foot taller than me. It was completely black, except for having bright yellowish reddish eyes like a cat. Michael Jordan.
So the witness also said as it flew away, it made a sound like a truck's brakes make when they're burnt out. So if you've ever heard like a semi truck like braking on the highway and it's like, yee!
Jesus, why would so, that sound?
Wouldn't that sound be a crash if the yeah. truck didn't have any brakes?
No, not that the brakes failed, but that they're like they're worn down, like they need to be done.
Yeah, you That's know when the truck comes in and it's the brakes are gone and they right in the side of the belly.
Oh my god.
So, it flew in a wide circle around them and then took off through the sky toward the Stevenson Expressway. For all of you familiar with the area.
So and then, you're not the national news. You're local Chicago 7 news, cuz you're talking like, these are specific points.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're going to have to make, like, a Google map with pins on it of all these sightings.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's funny you say that, because someone has. And I have the link for it at the bottom of the show notes. So we'll put it up on the site, and everybody can keep up with it.
Neat.
But it is. It's neat. It's weird. Like, so it's actually really interesting, because they're clustered in the map, and they're all in the state of Illinois. There's one that's like down toward the bottom of the state line between Illinois and Indiana, and like it's on the Illinois side. Like, it's almost like they don't want to go into Indiana.
We can't leave Illinois.
Yeah, this is where we have to stay. And so the map apparently has been updated on the regular whenever there's a new sighting. So that is cool and fun.
That is cool and fun.
Well,
but that's not all.
What?
Because from what you're saying, you know, our people that haven't seen the map yet, they're thinking, you know, oh, there's like 8 dots. That's weird. No, so far in 2017, there have been 18 reported sightings of a bat-like human-shaped creature in the Chicago area. And all of the sightings have taken place in the lakefront area within a few miles of Lake Michigan. They have almost always been after dark, like evening or nighttime, except for that first one. And then they also tend to happen in public parks.
Interesting.
So I've got a very...
Thing has a respect for private property.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, I'll just hang out in the public parks. I don't want to bother anybody or go in their yard or anything.
Right, right. My culture will not allow it.
Oh, God. Oh, bird person.
Poor right. bird.
Oh, no, I got a...
Basketball. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you just wanted someone to, you know, get a little two-on-two going.
Right.
No, you're 6'7" and you have wings and you're sitting on the hoop.
Right.
That's goaltending.
That's not a fair game. We would need like 50 guys.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I was earlier when you mentioned bird person, I was like, oh, pours out a 40 for the bird person.
I know.
So here is the Cliff's Notes versions of the rest of the sightings that I have for this year. Ready?
Ready.
Now, can Wait. We have like a like the teletype?
Yeah, I'll do a teletype underneath noise. It. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Ready? A man fishing with his son on the banks of the Little Calumet in Chicago sees a weird winged being after hearing an eerie, unexplained sound on April 27th, 2017. A man and his son see a bat-like creature while out walking in Calumet Park on May 5th, 2017. A family walking along the riverfront sees a flying humanoid cross over the William P. Fahey Bridge within a week of the May 5th sighting. A married couple witnesses a large black bat-like creature with glowing red eyes near the intersection of North Wrightwood Avenue and North Lakeview Avenue on May 27th. Two different couples see a large bat-like flying humanoid in the Lincoln Park area on June 3rd. A jogger near the Navy Pier sees an enormous bat take wing and fly toward the water treatment plant on June 17th. A couple, along with a crowd of people, sees a large, black, bat-like creature with humanoid features near the Adler Planetarium on June 23rd. A second report received in early July confirms the sighting details of this report. So they filed one, and then somebody else filed one later, but for the same day and the same location. A police officer, along with the officer's partner and a group of civilians, sees a dark black shadow with wings standing atop a building before taking flight in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood of Chicago on June 29th. An aspiring journalist later comes forward to corroborate the officer's story.
Fake. I know.
There's no way a
cop would have seen a scary dark thing and not shot it immediately, because this is America.
And it's Chicago, too. So.
Right.
Lies.
I mean,
you've got a lot of credible ones, though. We'll allow it.
We'll allow it.
Yeah. I've actually got two. There's two more. This one is my favorite one. A bouncer taking a break outside of the Owl in Logan Square sees a bat-like humanoid flying over an empty lot across the street from the bar on June 30th.
Hmm.
So it, like...
Logan Square is like
in my head, that one is just...
It's like craft beer, guys talking about their mustaches.
Yeah.
That's what Logan Square is. That's the running joke, I guess. My friends live there. I'll have to tell them to
Walk. So yeah, like, this bouncer was, like, outside taking a smoke break and saw a huge bat, human-sized bat, like, fly across the parking lot across the street from the bar.
And it was called the Owl.
That's right, the bar is called the Owl.
The bar is called the Owl.
So maybe he was just figuring that he could get in for free because he's a giant owl man.
He's a bouncer.
No, the owl man.
Oh, the owl thought I can just go there.
Yeah. It's like,
look, it's named
after pretty sure if your name is Wendy, you can eat free at Wendy's.
Is that the rule?
I would assume.
If your name is Arby?
Yes, if your name is Arby, you've got bigger problems.
Right.
It's true.
So yeah, and then
I should just get.
And then the last one says, a man sees an insect-like flying humanoid take flight from near the top of Willis Tower on July 24th. But insect-like flying humanoid doesn't sound like giant black bat humanoid. So
maybe it was the Mexican, because they don't know the difference between owls and eagles.
Maybe so.
Is Willis Tower the new name for the Sears Tower, or is it something else?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up right now. This is live reporting, folks.
Yeah, I am in my normal studio, but Acadia and Jen are in the same room.
That's right.
I think it is the Sears. Yeah, it's Sears. It's the what was formerly known as the Sears Tower, in which everybody still calls the Sears Tower.
Oh, okay.
Which is the tallest building in
Chicago. Gotcha.
So that would be quite a stunt. He's normally hanging out in parks and, like, on basketball hoops. Now, suddenly, he's, like, 1,000 feet up in the
air.
Jumping off the Willis
Tower. Yeah, that's
quite a thing.
So, he's either trying to impress the Moth Woman, or...
That's right!
Or, there's more than one, and, like, the one on the Sears Tower is the, you know, the one that does, like, base jumping and, like, you know... That's stuff right. like that. And the other one is like, no, I prefer to stay yeah. home yeah. in the park.
Yeah.
So.
That doesn't seem safe.
I'm just going to go to the park where people walk their dogs.
I think that that list was outstanding. And I think that you would have said at the end of it, we'll have more after the break, including a look at the weekend weather and whether the Cubs can stay in first place. Because that was a complete...
that was a complete newscast.
It was a complete, complete newscast.
It was beautiful.
Oh, and nice.
As far as I can tell, this entire thing is that the Mothman obviously got sick of that exploding munitions room and right? decided to go to the big city.
That's right. He was like, I'm sick of this stupid town in West Virginia with their dumb statue that doesn't even look like me.
That at all. I was trying to warn people and they didn't listen.
That's right. I'm going to go to Chicago. I'm going to warn them about some shit. Maybe everyone should stay out of the Willis Tower. I don't know. Doesn't seem good now.
Maybe so. I don't know. That's... Mm.
If I was up there, because I've been up there when it was the Sears Tower. Uh-huh. It's high as shit.
It's really high. Yeah.
Can you imagine if you saw the moth owl?
No, what? I have probably a lot of heart attacks.
What if Mothman...
owl?
What if Mothman is like a cultural slur for his people?
Aww. Aww.
And so sorry, he's Mothman. Like, he moved to Chicago because they don't call him Mothman there.
Aww.
Wow, that's true.
That's really sad. Now I'm sad.
That's why he doesn't. He just probably call him like a cat or something like that. Jesus. That's why I don't believe in the chupacabra, because it's probably just a chicken and they just, you know, oh, they're terrible at naming animals.
Oh, God.
You are ridiculous.
So what do we. I can't help but notice that as sightings of the Mothman declined. Within, what, 40 years or so, they picked right back up in Chicago. So maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did he have a maybe baby Mothman? Maybe son of Mothman.
Son of Mothman.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He was like, I'm not staying in this podunk town.
Right. That's right. I'm going to go to the city.
I'm going to make something of myself.
That's right. I'm going to make something out of myself. That's right.
I'm going to be a bouncer. I'm going to... or a basketball player.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh.
So I saw this. The reason that we even are doing this story is because one of my friends who lives in Chicago posted about it on Facebook, and I was like, "What?" And I immediately was like, "Watch out, Mothman!" And then, of course, I put a link to the Mothman episode.
Right.
That's good.
Of course.
And then I was like, "Dear Chicago friends, stay away from water and bridges."
Right.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's creepy.
Ugh.
I don't know. I think I want to see a Mothman.
You want to see a Mothman?
Well, here's...
Katie's going to book a trip to Chicago, everybody.
Here's the problem.
You need to go walking in Oz Park, apparently.
I know.
The part that I... So I was looking at the Ding Dong picture again.
Of course you were. The Ding Dong picture is hilarious.
And it kind of looks... The picture of the creature kind of looks like one of those guys in one of those gliding suits.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Great.
Right?
Yep.
That doesn't explain any of the other things, because you can't glide up to the top of a basketball hoop.
No. Or you can't glide up from the basketball hoop either. You know, like...
Yeah, no. But I also wonder about the physics of a person with wings, because I'm no zoology guy. However, I am uniquely qualified to speak on everything to do with this topic, and it, because I just went to, not only did I go to San Diego Comic-Con, but I also went to the San Diego Zoo. So now I know everything there is to know about creating giant owl suits and birds.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
so
true.
One thing I observed while at the zoo is that the birds that tend to have fat asses and like long legs and stuff can't fly. All the flying birds have spindly legs.
Right. Also, we know that birds weigh like nothing, because I told you my fun owl facts, which you mocked me for reading a book about owls. But that a full-grown barn owl have like a 5-foot wingspan, but weigh like 2 pounds. Because they've got the hollow bones. So if you've got a man-sized bird, that thing can't. He's got to weigh like 13 pounds.
And he'd be a terrible bouncer, because if he tried to kick anybody out, they'd just push him and all his bones would break.
Right.
Oh, the poor guy. Aww. He never realized it, because he never encountered an actual human before.
Poor bird person.
Poor bird person.
He had to leap all the way back to West Virginia.
Oh, God.
No.
I told you not to go.
Come work the farm.
Work the farm. The moisture farm, like right. In Star Wars.
So I actually looked it up, and for apparently YaleScientific.org says that a human adult male would need a wingspan of at least 6.7 meters, which is about 22 feet.
Yeah.
To be able to fly.
Exactly.
Well, that's unreasonable.
It's unreasonable.
That is completely unreasonable. Especially,
we can't just grow wings that big just like that.
Yeah. Especially for a big, tall fella. Like, why are they all so specific about how tall they
are? I don't know. I know they are. They're like, well, my husband is 6'2", and he was taller than him.
Stop bragging about your husband's height.
I know. It doesn't
Chicago
mean anything.
Chicago women.
It doesn't mean anything about other stuff, if you know what I mean.
I guess it's like that whole thing where you're just so kind of shocked at it that you're like, must compare it to something. Like, otherwise I can't explain it.
If I saw a thing that was approximately human-sized with glowing red eyes, I'm not really sure how good I'd be at estimating its exact height. I'd be like, I don't know, it was between 4 feet and 9 feet. It was approximately human being. I don't know how fucking tall it was. I mean, maybe if it came up and gave me a hug.
Yeah, I think as
big as at which point I'd die of a heart attack.
As big as a person.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Is all you need.
Yeah.
You could go the size of a kid, the size of a person, or a giant.
Right.
Like, so if you saw Shaquille O'Neal wearing an owl suit, you would say,
he is a fucking giant.
Yeah. He really is.
Oh my God. He's.
When a million years ago, I was lucky enough to watch the movie RoboCop.
Oh God.
In the theater, and the only other people, it was my friend Bill and I, and the only other people in the theater were Dr. J and
Stop
his
it.
Wife. I swear to God, in Portland, Maine.
Wow.
Rando could not be more random than that. And like, and it was the crunchy movie theater, like it was called the Nickelodeon, and like it was just.
Oh, we saw Nickelodeon.
It was. And we were just like, but it was RoboCop, so it was awesome, because it was the dad from that 70s show was the bad guy.
Right.
And
Oh my God.
Right? And so at the end of the movie, we were like, we didn't have anything to write on. Like, we couldn't get his autograph. We had nothing to write on. So I got one of the little Poindexters to give me, they had those little, like, cone cups.
Yeah.
Paper cups.
Yeah.
He ripped it, and I got his autograph, and my friend was like, what did you think of the movie? And Dr. J said that it was incredible. And then...
Wow, this is quite a story.
He, like, said thanks, and he, like, patted me on the back.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm 6'2", and I have, like, they used to call me long back, because, like, my torso is long. Like, my legs aren't long enough for my height.
My dad is the same. Yeah, we call him Super Torso.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
But I swear, when he patted me on the back, like his thumb was on my neck, and like his pinky was like grazing my ass. Like his hand was huge. So,
oh my gosh!
He's like nothing compared to Shaq.
Oh my God! I'm dying.
I feel like it would honestly. I feel like it would honestly be scary to meet Shaq. Like,
yeah, but he's so nice.
Yeah.
A little shade.
Like,
wait, Wait. Shaq fucking thinks the Earth is flat, so he's on my shit list.
Why?
Because that is the dumbest thing you can think.
I don't know.
Oh my god!
I'm thinking, no, I'm not saying it's not dumb. I'm just saying that there's a lot dumber things and more dangerous that, what's him thinking the Earth is flat going to do?
I assume make he him thinks not, a bunch of other dumb things.
Yeah,
too.
But it's just going to make him not dare to go on a boat. Wait a minute. He went to Spain. Like,
dude, they've all got an explanation for how these magical things happen. We're all on the same side of the flat part of the planet. I don't know. I can't.
Well, I bet they don't have Mothman on a flat Earth.
Oh my god.
But they have Mothman on our sweet round Earth.
Oh my god.
So I guess right. If I'm going to apply science to... Oh, and the other thing, because I went to Comic-Con, and
yes.
Maybe since the gallery is broken, I will put some of the... If people could make this costume, they could make a giant-ass owl costume pics in the pose.
Nice.
Christy, what would you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because...
Oh, there was that one person with the giant wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they worked. But they look like... It's the flying part that gets me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the flying
because,
part is the problem.
I mean, if you don't have wings, then really what you're doing is falling with style.
Yes.
Like, that's...
You're just falling with style.
That's about it. So...
One of the witnesses, the report that I read, he described the thing flying as it would pump its wings really hard to get, you know, speed and elevation and then glide a lot.
Jesus.
You know what I keep thinking of?
What?
Remember the Roadrunner cartoon where Wile E. Coyote got the bat suit?
Yes.
But then for a while, like, he just really had it. He would just go floop. Yes. Like, he would just, like, flap his wing once in a while and then he backed into the side of the thing.
Yep.
Yep.
Aww. Yep.
Aww.
Good stuff.
So obviously we know these things exist. Those kinds of suits.
Yeah, we're just going to have to kind of keep an eye on this one and see what else happens.
Well, I mean, I think every time there's another sighting, we have to do an emergency
update. Let's do a news report.
Yes. Yes.
Will it get you like a
yeah. Yeah. Tonight.
And we'll get a whole bunch of listeners from Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah, we will.
We'll adopt you, Chicago.
And I have to go to Chicago in September.
Oh
shit.
See?
I have to go to Chicago in September, so maybe I will do a live report from the Ding Dong.
Oh, yes!
That is hysterical.
Yeah, you should. You definitely need to go check out the Ding Dong.
That's
the park.
That's the
park.
That's a good family.
And the park.
Because I have to go for work, but then I'm going to try and cram in one day of sightseeing. So by all means,
yeah,
let's make it an Indian thing.
Absolutely.
And some random park in douche town.
Exactly. Where else would you go? Where else would you go? You could go to the Owl in Logan Square. It's perfect. So many options.
That's just great.
It is. And the thing is, like, it's all in, like, one area. So it shouldn't, it's not like you're going to have to drive across the city to get anywhere.
Right.
Like, it's all within the same few square miles.
Great.
Or I could just get my... I could spend the time between now and then building a bat suit and then just jump off a building.
Yes. Or that.
Hopefully. And glide artfully into the back of a van that would then drive away so nobody would know it was me.
Right. Perfect. It's perfect.
No flaw in this plan.
None.
Foolproof.
Except that my inability to build a suit or glide or
Oh my god.
All right, well, kids.
I would say this is top notch reporting,
yes,
there, Stevens.
Well,
thanks.
Done.
I mean I kinda want, like, you to take some pictures of yourself with your fingers up to your ear like you just got a bullet.
Right.
I'm just getting a new gun.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently the Owl Man is now at the White Sox game. And right. He's being ejected because he's belligerent and drunk.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor Owl Man.
Poor Owl Man.
He couldn't get into the bar. He tried to fight back, but his bones are hollow, so that didn't work out.
Yeah. He's broken wings.
Aww. Oh, what was that song?
Take his broken wings.
Yeah, who sang?
These broken wings.
Mr.
Oh, nice. I can stick that in the show.
So now, yeah, I'm sure we're going to get to how.
Are you kidding me? I do it all the time.
Oh, that's good. He does it all the time.
I take the responsibility. I don't give a shit.
I hope that's how it works.
All right, kids.
Listen. For a remote location and not doing a show about the Boston Strangler where we could have actually gone out and strangled people, I think it was a fabulous episode and a lovely, I don't want people to think if they just listen to Bell Witch that we're always going to be like Masterpiece Theater. Like sometimes we have to be hard hitting news.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to have an old timey witch trying to kick the shit out of your children. She did it right in front of me.
On your own computer.
This is the ultimate betrayal. That when she did it, I happen to look down, and she's wearing sandals, so that's even worse.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
And without socks.
Nope.
We might be able to get you We might be able to get you some socks in the gift shop.
I'm not getting socks.
All right. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christy.
This episode of Strangeful Things was brought to you in part by financial support from Nakatomi Trading Corporation and by added support from listeners like you. Please visit patreon.com/strangeful to support the show. And thanks for listening.